Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With Chris Fleck in for Cap, I'm Jonathan Hood. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch the show brought to you by DraftKings. Phone lines, as always, are open for you here on this Hoodwink Tuesday. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride as we talk to you about the Bears. Chris, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
What's up, Sparkles? How are you doing, Jonathan? What's going on?
Would you like to leave the show early?
See you guys later. Yeah, have a good show. I'll be listening.
I can handle this. So
What's going on?
You want to be booted from the show in the first moments? I'll be glad to do that.
Is that how it works here in the morning? I love it.
How it works in the morning is you're talking Bears. As you know, Chris, many quarterbacks have been in this position of being a rookie or a second-year player, and they're trying to develop. But because the Bears have picked a lane by trading assets, they're bereft of having difference-making talent. And so for Justin Fields, you've heard me say this, and I know you've said this as well on Bleck and Abdallah. The most important player and the number one storyline for the Bears, for me, is the development and health of Justin Fields. And you know, I said this after the game against Atlanta, and I still look at it today on Tuesday and say, hey, this guy should not play if he's hurt. He doesn't need to prove anything to me if he's not 100% or if he's not able to play against the Jets moving forward.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. And clearly, he's the only thing that goes on this team, right? The defense is horrendous considering they have a defensive-minded head coach, trade away their star players throughout the season. I get it, but the defense sucks. Mm-hmm. Then also, for this quarterback, the offense is all based on him doing everything. He has wide receivers not getting open. When he is open, there's no protection. Then the run game, you have a quarterback who ran the football more times than your leading running back on Sunday. So when you look at the fact that it took the very end of the game for him to get banged up to the point where he is now injured, I think it's not a surprise. He had 18 carries for 85 yards and a touchdown. David Montgomery had 17 carries on the day. What are you doing? Like, I get that the highlight to Fields to this point this season is the amazing run game that he brings to the table. But you cannot run your quarterback, especially the face of the franchise, more than your leading running back. And that's the thing where you have to question the play calling. You have to question the strategy offensively. And the most important thing to the franchise is keeping this person healthy. And the Bears failed at that on Sunday.
Well, let's look at it from this standpoint, Chris. So right up to the Washington game, we saw Justin Fields primarily be a pocket passer, try to find out who's open, 1, 2, 3, tight end, okay, I'm going to run with the football. That's how it was, and that's one of the reasons why Justin Fields held the ball too long. But then all of a sudden there was a change of philosophy right after the Washington loss, in which you saw Justin Fields be able to run all over the field whenever he wanted to because, I mean, he wants to get the first down. And what's the best way to get the first down in this offense? For him, it's trying to run with the football because he wants to move the chains. But we talk about the Getsy and the offensive philosophy. Hey, man, they can go back. If Justin Fields is healthy enough to play and they feel they want to put him out there, do you want to go back to the first five or six games? Because at some point, there has to be a middle ground, right? He can run the football and also be able to throw it down the field. But again, this is the growing pains of a young quarterback that has to learn to be able to do both and do it well.
Well, does it surprise you at all that, you know, with all the information we get in sports science, that fatigue leads to injury? That you're right. Like we you and I both love the NBA, and that's a hot topic in the NBA, rest and coaching decisions to not play players. We saw that last night from Golden State. They basically sat their entire starting lineup. They get smacked around New Orleans. They lose a game. They understood that they were going to lose that game. Stuff like that happens in sports now because they are trying to prevent injury. Justin Fields was clearly fatigued at the end of the game. Now, he said last week to the media, his legs were heavy. They were tired, right? And now you enter a game where you continue to ask him to do everything. I get it. It's a shoulder injury. It's not the legs. He was cramping up, though, in the second half of that game. And we saw it. We physically saw it on TV. Fatigue leads to injury. That's what sports science tells us. So, you know, we can talk about all the different issues with this team, but I think the management of the player is number one to this point. I think the Bears really did a disservice to Justin Fields where he was in a situation where clearly he's tired, entering a game where he is on the heels of back-to-back situations where he's running way too much, and it's positive. It's good yardage, right? And the Bears were competitive. They're scoring over 30 points. People in this city were celebrating losses, something that I think is just moronic. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that we are here in the city of Chicago celebrating losses. I enjoy the football season. I don't enjoy in November looking ahead at May and saying, oh, where can the Bears draft? I would rather see a team compete. That's just me. But we were having people celebrate losing, but saying that we have our quarterback now, so it doesn't matter. Well, the team in the last 3 weeks, they've run that quarterback straight into the ground. And so the mismanagement of the player to keep him healthy, to allow him to continue to develop here for the stretch run of this season, it's been a problem. And that's why, Jonathan, we're going to have to see on Wednesday what this situation is. There's reports from the NFL Network in Rappaport last night that Fields has a dislocated shoulder. There's conflicting reports from Pro Football Talk saying that that's not the case. Either way, we saw Fields on Sunday. He was injured. So how that pain management's going to go, what that looks like, Jets this weekend, Packers next week, and then a bye week. How the Bears manage this situation is going to be huge.
Well, based on how the Bears have been playing, they can't even beat the bye week. I mean that's how bad it's been. It's defensively, that's on one end. But on the other end, you have scored enough points to be able to win games. But, you know, it is deja vu all over again the last 2 or 3 weeks in which you had the game to balance and you can't win. And that's because of offensive philosophy and also the lack of execution from the players. I mean, it's a combination of both. And so I know that you are more optimistic than most regarding the Bears because you thought, okay, if a team as is should be able to flourish and that at some point that Justin Fields and the offense, the light will turn on for them.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Chris. Here's what happened. The Bears have stacked the deck against themselves. And the reason why they have is they've picked a lane and decided, well, we're not going to be a good football team. We don't like some of the players, so we're going to trade them off. And so we're going to give you a little Claypool here over here to distract you from the Roquan Smith deal and Khalil Mack and others that are not on this football team. But we're going to give you a little Claypool just to think about. Yeah, a guy that's not even utilized. My point is that when it comes to this team, you know where they're going now. It's 3-8. Justin Fields doesn't have to prove anything else for me this season. I know he's got to get better, though. I want to make sure that's very clear. He's got to get better as a quarterback as far as decision-making. But in front of that, though, you got to be able to look at your offensive line the offseason through free agency in the draft. You've got to be able to find more weapons for him. And the timing just has to occur between Fields and the offense. And Luke Getsy and Eberflus and all these guys, they're all learning on the fly. They're all learning on the job. So I don't know what's going to happen with Fields here, but if he doesn't play again for the rest of the season, I get it. Because I'll just tell you this. If you want to lose, look at the rest of that schedule. Even in this topsy-turvy NFL, I could see the Bears maybe winning one more game, maybe two. I wasn't, and I'm one of those guys like you and Adam, I wasn't rooting for the losses. I know looking at the schedule, though, that the Bears didn't have the same talent as Buffalo, Philadelphia, Green Bay, teams of that ilk. So, I mean, for me, if Fields does not play, Chris, I totally understand it because he's taking a beating today, this whole season.
You know, I'm with you on the idea that, yeah, it's possible he may not play again this season. That makes the Bears completely unwatchable for the rest of the year, which is sad, right? Like, we still have 6 more games to go, and if Fields isn't out there really is no point in watching this group because we know defensively they're terrible. And then also offensively, unless it's Fields doing everything, I can't imagine this team scoring over 10 points, especially against a Jets team, the Packers next week. And, you know, the whole philosophy, and I think the Bears have done a good job of proving me wrong this year, because the philosophy I had is that I get it. The Bears do have less talent than the top teams in the NFL. I'm not going to argue that. But I think for the majority of the league, everyone is about the same. And you take that same philosophy into gambling each weekend, into the predictions that we look at heading into the year. I don't think I was wrong in suggesting that this team could have been around 500. Mm-hmm. You have the Giants game they could have won. A Vikings game late, a disaster, had a chance. Commanders, Dolphins, Lions, Falcons. Those are five games right there that could have swung the other way. They didn't. The Bears have proven me wrong by telling me that end-of-game situations they can't handle and bad mistakes down the stretch have led to all of these games being losing situations.
Well, Shay, you could tell the story as good as I can. When we made our predictions right before the beginning of the season, I said the Bears would be 7-10. But I did say, if you recall, that there were some coin flip games on that schedule that Chris just laid out, right? Like, after the Cowboy game, I didn't know what the Dolphins or the Lions or the Falcons or the Jets would look like. And I thought, and the Commanders as the same way, I thought there were some coin flip games in which it could be close and the Bears could pull out a few of those wins. I never thought they'd be a playoff team, but I thought right in the middle of that schedule, if the Bears were able to win some close games, they can get to over the 6.5.
But it's been weird because, like, two of the three wins are against teams that are playoff teams, probably, in the Niners and the Patriots. And one of them might contend for a Super Bowl in the Niners. So, like, the wins are coming in spots where you didn't necessarily think they were. And then some of the losses were the coin flips, like the Giants or like the Falcons. But it seems like the Bears are almost playing up to competition when they go to those big moments, like opening week against the Niners and then on the road in New England, where it felt like, you know, the season was on the verge of collapse. And now it really is over. But, like, it's just been kind of confounding the way they've gotten the three wins and then losing kind of all of the games we thought were coin flips.
Major mistakes, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Like that's the thing that I think is also, I assume this team would have more discipline coming from the Matt Nagy era and then going to someone like Eberflus. For Eberflus to be as buttoned up as he is, and it seems like this moment isn't too big for him to be a first-time head coach, his team is very undisciplined.
I think that's, like, we're all happy, right? Because Fields looks like the guy, and we all entered this season going, as long as Fields looks like a franchise quarterback, this season can be a success. But I'm still a little disappointed, I guess, because you're right. You hired a defensive head coach, and the defense looks terrible. The two-minute operation, like Eberflus said the other day, has really been baffling in most of these games. It's always been an incomplete, whether it's Amir Smith-Marset getting stripped or weird run plays in Atlanta. Like, the two-minute operation just doesn't seem there. Like, we wanted to see Fields look good and a decent game day operation, and so far I don't think the Bears have put together four full quarters of good game day
like,
operation.
Is it good enough, guys, that Justin Fields looks good quarters 1 through 3?
Well, I think that's a step in the right direction. And again, I did not expect the finished product, Chris, in the first year of him being a starter for this team. Is that not fair? I mean,
I think it's fair.
It takes a couple of years. It does not turn on. The light does not turn on immediately for everybody.
Is it concerning, though, that the fourth quarters, when they've had to make the plays offensively, they just can't? I think some of that has to do with the lack of talent offensively, lack of weapons, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Justin Fields can't do it. Like, when the defense knows the only thing he can do is run, and he's not going to stand in the pocket and kill you through the air, I think it makes it easy towards the end of games. But you have to also say, for how great he's been through quarters 1 through 3, the Bears' offense has lacked in the fourth quarter, especially when it's like the final two drives of a game.
All right, Shay, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Chris and I want to find out from you, the Bears fan, should Justin Fields play at all for the rest of the season? A pretty simple question. You know he's got a shoulder situation right now. We'll find out more information, I'm sure, Wednesday, whether or not he'll be able to play. What's the diagnosis from that x-ray that he took? It was maybe the first or second play toward the end of the game in which he injured it. So Chris and I just want to find out. You know what's happening with Justin Fields. You know the Bears are 3-8. Should he play for the rest of the season? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. With Chris Bleck, Jonathan Hood, Cap'n Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'd like to remind you, coming up at 7:50, 8:50, and 9:50, we've got tickets to see AEW All Elite Wrestling. It's going to take place at the Wintrust Arena on Thanksgiving Eve. That's going to be tomorrow, Wednesday night at the Wintrust Arena. If you want to go see All Elite Wrestling, they'll be in town. Dynamite and Rampage will give a pair of tickets away at the 50, 750, 850, 950. Our way of saying thanks for listening to Cap'n Jay Hood mornings 7 to 10. Chris and I are talking to you about Justin Fields and talking about the Bears. We're pretty much asking you the question that I think a lot of people are asking, not just in Chicago, but around the country. Like, should Justin Fields play at all for the rest of the season? My answer is he does not. And the reason why, Chris, is because if he's injured, obviously he shouldn't play. But in front of this offensive line, he's been crunched. He's been running around. He already talked about a couple weeks ago about his legs and the cramps that he's getting because he's doing a lot of running. He doesn't have to play for me. I just want the team to get better for the future.
So we're shutting him down. That's it? Even if he is deemed healthy, we're just shutting him down for the rest of the final six games?
I mean, I don't think he doesn't have to play again for me for the rest of the season. For me.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think if he's healthy, he should play. But obviously, if he's banged up, he has a dislocated shoulder per the NFL Network. If that's the case, yeah, he needs to be fully healthy to be out there. Yeah. I just would adjust the game plan where he's not running more than my lead running back, right? Like, I would like to see him preserve his body a little bit down the stretch.
I guess that there's a push and pull with that, though, Chris. If you want him to stay healthy, he has to run away from that offensive line to get first downs, because the other way is what we've seen in the fourth quarter late, and that is him trying to be a pocket passer, and he can't find Kmet or no one's open down the field. And so that's his last resort, and sometimes his first resort, just to be able to make sure that he doesn't get killed. I mean, it's one thing that when he's an active runner, he does not get enough calls, I think, but from the officials. The other thing, though, is that, you know, Fields is trying to do that just for preservation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To preserve himself.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I don't.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Keith in Downers Grove talking Bears. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Keith?
All right. I just got two things. The first thing is, if I asked you guys, if we were to draft the quarterback and average 30 points a game within a year, how would you gauge the Bears? Bad or a good team or a bad team?
Well, on the surface, because it's an offensive league, I would say that's a good team if you're averaging over 30 points a game.
And secondly, I don't think you rest Justin Fields. I think once he gets healthy again, back to 100%, you got to play him. But I would not have as many run plays. I would have more passing plays. And lastly, I would just like for everybody to leave the offense alone. These guys have not been playing together for less than a year. They're putting up 30 points a game with a makeshift offensive line, a brand new coach staff, brand new scheme, brand new offensive coordinator, and almost a brand new quarterback. Let them figure it out. Load up on defense. Everybody just calm down and lead the offense alone.
Okay, let's address this. We appreciate the phone call.
Thanks for the call.
All right, well, first of all,
leave us alone, Jonathan. All right,
hold on a second. First of all, we're in Chicago, and it's a Bears city. If you want to put IHSA, thoughts on the Bears, you go right ahead. You say leave him alone when we're talking about Mont Carmel, okay? We're talking about the Chicago Bears. What we're looking at is something that could be very special with this football team. And you're going to tell us we're not going to calm down. We know what's going on with this offense. We just want the Justin Fields to be healthy and for the team to be better. So, I mean, if we're putting pressure on the Bears, if that's too much for you, then go over to the high school beat. But I'm not listening to that this morning. There is no calm down. What we're talking about is we want what's best for the Bears. And we talk about the team week in and week out and talk about how the team can get better. That's what we do as Bears fans.
DeMarco in Beverly, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, DeMarco?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, D?
I'm good, man. Thank you very much. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Jay Hood, you're very passionate about the Bears. I like that. I'm a huge Bears fan, but I'm going to have to agree that you let him rest, you let him heal, because this kid, he's athletic, he's big, he's strong, and he's trying to do a lot on his own, and that's a good thing, I guess. But we got to kind of protect him from himself, right? He's really he got banged up ribs last year. They let him heal, The Bears aren't going to make a playoff push. Let him heal. Let him be ready for next summer and then next season. That's all I got. Like, let the guy heal up. I like him, but let him, you know, take care of his body.
DeMarco, we appreciate the phone call. I only predicate my thoughts on this, Chris, regarding Fields this way. If he does have a problem with that shoulder,
yeah,
and if that stops him from either running or from him to be able to throw down the field, then why should he be out there? And you know, at this point in time, he's never going to be 100% this year. Based on the beating he's taken.
No, and I'm surprised that this is the first time he's landed on the injury, or he will land on the injury report this week, right? Like, he's been banged up for a few weeks, almost a month now, and each week he takes big hits. You see, maybe he gets up a little slower, there's a limp here or there, and you'd say, okay, he'll have something, and he hasn't been on the injury report once. He absolutely needs to be healthy to play. I do think there's development to be had this season still. I don't think that you can say this is enough, it's a wash, he's good to go for next year. I think he has to continue to grow. I would like to see some better pocket presence. I would like to see him go down the field, utilize Chase Claypool. You know, we really haven't seen much from Claypool. Two receptions of what, 11 yards on Sunday against the Falcons. So there's more to be seen with that connection. I want to see it this season. Dirt on the West Side. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey. What's up, Dirt?
Hey, what's going on?
Dirt.
So my perspective is I think they should let him sit. I mean, I know you guys don't follow me on Facebook, but if you go to my Facebook page, it says after the Detroit game, I said they – Fields need to play one more game, and they need to sit him the rest of the way. Obviously, Bowles is trying to tank. We all know he's a guy of picks. And, I mean, honestly, where's N'Keal Harry? Like, why is Pringle study playing in two games straight to get a holding call? Like, I ain't seen N'Keal Harry none of the game last week. And it's just like, okay, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to lose? Because that's what it looked like to me.
Well, hold on a second. Now, hold on, Dirt. Now, we got to help each other here. You call the show. Okay. And so where do we find your Bears thoughts on Facebook?
Okay, so my name is Sherone Dirt Palmer. That's C-H-E-R-R-O-N-E. Uh-huh. Palmer, Dirt, D-I-R-T, last name Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. Yeah, that's why I talk about the Bears.
Okay.
And I actually have my own podcast. It's called Your Perspective Podcast.
Oh, okay. Now, where can we get that? Now, hang on a second, Dirt. Now, where do we find that podcast?
You find that podcast on YouTube. It's just Your Perspective Podcast on YouTube.
Okay.
Yep.
See, now what we just did is we got you, like, I don't know, like 200 more followers and listeners. That's how we help one another, Dirt.
And man, I love you guys from that, man. It's my second time calling. Thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you very much. Right.
Thanks, Dirt.
So he says, where's Harry? Huh? Well, here. With Harry, I mean, it's the same thing with Velus Jones. You know, what do we talk about, Chris, before this draft? You and I are college football guys, so we saw Velus Jones as a fast guy for Tennessee, special teams guy. You mean to tell me he's not good enough to be in the passing game? Then what's up with that draft pick at that time? Well, unless he's Devin Hester, then that is a bust, and unless we see something better from him in year two or year three.
Yeah, sixth when you look at snaps
on Sunday compared to the wide receivers on the Bears roster. He only had 8 snaps, 12% of the plays. He also can't be used on special teams anymore, right, because of the 2 muffs earlier in the season. You have a GM that has to draft a wide receiver, yet the GM who drafted a wide receiver, for all intents and purposes to this point, the wide receiver is a bust, right? Like, Valus Jones hasn't done anything. And there are rookie wide receivers playing major roles for other teams. Look at Green Bay. Look at Pittsburgh. You have wide receivers who are rookies who are contributing. Jones hasn't done anything to this point.
All right, 312-332-3776, our phone number. Shay, let's get caller 9, regular line, 312-332-3776. We're going to hook you up with Lou Malnati's because we're going to play Hoodwinked. It is a Chris Bleck edition of Hoodwinked, which we'll play. And again, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Bears. Don't leave. 312-332-ESPN. Chris and I are asking you, should Justin Fields play at all for the rest of the season based on what we know right now about that shoulder? Hoodwinked and more on Fields coming up next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. All right, Cap and J-Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Chris Bleck is in for Cap. I'm Jonathan Hood. So glad that you're with us here on this Hoodwinked Tuesday. An opportunity for you to win a Lou Malnati's gift card. Oh, Lou Malnati's. Can I just tell a story? Chris Bleck told me something about Lou Malnati's I did not know. He said, you know, you should try the pizza, but it's a certain kind of pizza you should try. Tell people what you told me.
You got to get it. You got to get the low-fat cheese. It sounds crazy, but I actually think it tastes better than the normal cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Get it well done, uncut. And then you also get a side of the sweet vinaigrette to dip your crust in.
Brother.
That's the key. You got to get a nice dip. Dip that crust right into the sweet vinaigrette. It's delicious.
When you say uncut, you mean like you got to cut the pizza yourself at home?
So here's the key, Snorbar, since you're from out of town. You're what? Where on the hand are you from? You Detroiters, this is what you point to your palm because that's a thing. Apparently, are you aware of this, Jonathan?
I am.
That everyone from the state of Michigan has to give you the palm and then point to where they're at.
We actually talked about this the last time you were on the show.
Oh, did we really? Okay, so here's the thing.
Bleck is getting old before our very ears.
It's true. since you're new to town, you're not, but I think it's funny for the bit.
Yes.
The key is you get the deep dish pizza uncut because then when it arrives, the crust is still intact. It's crispy. It's ready to go. They actually suggest it. The restaurant will suggest it to be uncut.
Now, you see that Chris Bleck is a pizza vet, so that's why
Long time.
Yes. So that's why I trust what you say when it comes to pizza, and you gave me that tip. And you know what? I have not looked back.
Well, Jonathan, I just came off a stellar weekend where I had 3 straight days of ordering pizza. So
that is a good weekend.
Wife out of town. Yep. No one can stop me. I'm ordering pizza. No one's going to say, really, again? It doesn't matter. No one knew, except till now. She doesn't listen.
You know what? I support you in that. I 100% support you in that. All right. Who's our contestant for Hoodwinked?
Snore?
Oh, I thought Bleck was going to toss to that. It's Pauly and Mount Prospect.
How would I toss to this? Here's the tip jar. You got to put something in the tip jar now.
What do you mean? He's on the call screener.
Where?
Line 10. Pauly and Mount Prospect.
Hoodwinked. Ask me if I could see. Line 10 from sitting here.
Maybe you should get a little taller. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh.
Jonathan, your thoughts?
Well, I would say that, actually, this is your fault, Chris, because on Bleck and Abdallah, because I'm a listener, all 10 lines are always lit, and you do take line 10 from time to time, so that's on you.
I can't see what it says, though. Pauly Mount Prospect, you're on with Hoodwinked.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking me. Great morning. Bleck, you're 100% right on the uncut for Lou Malnati's. You also reminded me of Yurko's comments last week about his andeater.
with the uncut count.
The uncut.
I need some help though here, Black. All right? I need a free pizza, so help me
all
out.
All right, I'll try. I'll try my best.
My man, the HOOD, I want to get hoodwinked here.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you do want to have that pizza, you got to go through me to get that. I mean, you can ask Black, but you got to go through me. But I think that you're going to win this, Paulie. You know why? Because you're a long-time listener.
You got that right.
Okay, so here is the question. Now, when it comes to hoodwinked, I will tell you two truths and a hoodwink. Two truths and a lie. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Chris Black and I have traveled across this country. Chris and I have gone to New York City, we've gone to Las Vegas together, we've gone to Cincinnati, Ohio together. Which one is not true? New York, we've been to New York, we've been to Las Vegas, we've been to Cincinnati. Which one is not true that we've traveled to together? Take your time. Hurry up, please.
Hurry up and wait. I'm going to go with Black. What do you got? You got any tips on this?
Yeah, I recall seeing a college football game with Jonathan in Cincinnati.
All right. So what do you think, Paul? Go ahead. That's one.
I was thinking New York would be the hoodwinks. Black, is that true?
I think it is, Paulie. I think you nailed it.
I'm going to go with New York, Hoodrow.
Okay, there you go. Now, once again, you're not trying to think on your own. You're just asking for help, you know, like a hobo with a tin can. You're not trying to think on your own. What about your thoughts? You're just gonna take Bleck's word for it? You don't think he would hoodwink you?
No, my thought was like, are you hoodwinking me, Bleck?
He's not going to tell you that. That's not the way the game's played. He gave you a lifeline. Now you got to figure it out. New York City, Vegas, Cincinnati. Which one have we not traveled to together?
For some reason, New York seems like the one that it would be the odd one, but it seems like the one that would be true, though, or that would not be true.
Okay. So
it's the odd city out, but it seems like that would be the answer, though.
Okay. So Chris and I, with Adam and Bro Connor, have been to Cincinnati to see a football game. Chris and I covered boxing in Las Vegas. We have not been to New York. You are a winner, sir.
Yeah! Woo! All right, Paulie.
Paulie, what station just hooked you up with Lou Malnati's?
ESPN 1000, man.
All right, hold on a second. We'll take your vitals. There you go. So there you go. Another winner. Another satisfied customer. Oh, can't use that. Another winner for...
Satisfied, yes.
No, can't use that. That's copyright from your show. So
there seems to be a lot of satisfied customers in the Twitch chat today. I'll tell you that much. Oh, yes.
What's the matter?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't know if you're aware of this, Jonathan, but the Bears have less talent than everyone else. They just have less talent.
Than everyone?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know if you've heard that before, but they have less talent. So conversation defaults back to they have less talent. So why talk Bears? They have less talent.
Well, you know, that's one point of view, and we appreciate the conversation on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. All right, back to the phone lines on the Bears.
Let's go to Noel on the south side. You're on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Noel.
Yes. I know. I mean, Justin Fields is a competitor. He wants to be out there with his teammates. But sometimes you must protect the young guys from himself. I mean, we've seen enough. I know you wanted his development. The offensive line cannot protect him. And we don't want him running around and getting hits. It's time to shut him down. Let Travis Siemian come in for the rest of the season. We are not going anywhere. He can start it all season on and getting some rest. That's what I really think should happen.
Noel, we appreciate the phone call.
I'll
agree with you only to an extent, and I agree with Chris because he's helped me out with this. Like, I don't want to see Fields out there if he's still got problems with that shoulder or he's got issues with his legs. Because, again, if he's way less than the kind of player that we've seen the last few weeks, then I don't necessarily need to see him out there. He doesn't have anything to prove to me. The one thing I'd love to see is the semblance of the passing game and him running the football and putting together a complete offense. And so that's what I want to see. But, again, we might not see that this year. Maybe next year we'll see it. But I don't know if we're going to be able to see that complete package, not even once or twice, for the rest of the schedule.
LaGrange, Bob, you're on ESPN 1000 talking Bears. What's up, Bob?
Yes, all the guys who wanted to sit out, sit out on your job and don't go in for 5 weeks.
How about now? Hold on a second, Bob.
No.
Bob, okay. Where you at? No, we're going to have a conversation here. Now, I want to find okay. out.
I knew you were going to say something.
Well, yeah, because I'm on the show. So, yeah, I'm going to say something.
Don't play Sam for the son. Hold on a second.
So, hold on a second. Yeah. Are we going to have a conversation or are you just going to take it over? Because I just want to ask you a question.
I'm going to let you talk.
You're going to let me do anything. I'm just going to ask you a question. So I'm going to ask you where have you been? Are you okay? Because you haven't been around the last 8 or 10 weeks during the season. You good?
Yeah, because I've been watching my fruition come to what it's supposed to do. I told you what? 6 weeks ago, and I told you what? 6 weeks ago, Justin Fields was the guy.
Yes.
Now everybody's on the same page with me. Oh, you said that. Why didn't you say it? You didn't see it? Can he pass? He's third. He's 13 in the NFL in passing. 13 out of 32 teams.
That's not bad. I'll take it.
And then he can run. But then he hit Montgomery down the sideline. Ooh, what a pass. That's what he do.
Okay.
And can he throw? Nah. Oh, Simeon is real articulate. He's real smart. He'll pick the offense up.
Who said that?
What's that got to do? Eberflus. Eberflus. He's a real smart guy.
He did?
Yes, he's a real smart guy. I guess he out of Northwestern, whatever that means. A real smart guy. Okay, what smart guy got to do with football? Stop.
Hold on a second. Smarts does have something to do with football. Justin Fields is smart also. So what do you mean?
Okay, but he didn't say that. He act like this guy, Simeon, going to come in and write and ship. He don't have a line. Stop.
Who said that?
He going to throw a short pass to who? The safeties come up, the cornerbacks come up, the linebackers come up, and shut everything down.
Okay.
If Simeon is so good, why did he leave New Orleans and they got Andy Dalton down there? Bob,
could you help me out with Velus Jones? How's he doing, okay?
He's a good ball player.
Oh, is he?
He's a good ball player.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did he run?
He's got to develop.
He run the kickoff 55 yards, they scored off that.
Yeah, and how many touchdowns? He just has to develop just like all the other young players. I got no problem with that.
They kept him out of the game for 3 weeks.
There's a reason. There's a reason.
Well, let me say this to you, Mr. Yes, Hoodie.
Yes, sir.
They got the block punt in the Miami game. Block punt. Then you miss extra point. Kicking the ball to Cordell Patterson. How dumb can you be?
Bad special teams there.
No, but why are you kicking the ball? Scribble it. Kick it out of bounds. And then come back.
Scribble it.
And Gill kicked the ball out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Over the guy head. Why kick to Patterson? He's trying to prove a point. What smart guy on the special team said, kick to Patterson? Ooh, he ran his back. Are you surprised? Stop. Dumb coaches.
Yeah, we'll stop. Coaches. Yeah, I'll stop and we'll stop. And we appreciate the telephone.
Yeah, sorry. You can say what I said.
I gotta go. I got my own thoughts. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Scribble it.
We're gonna scribble that kick. Scribble to Patterson.
Kick. I like the scribble kick.
Where has Bob been?
Not really sure, Hood. It's been a while. He calls and argues with me sometimes.
My God. Put him through. That's a caller you put right through.
I tell him, Bob, we got to go on the air. Right, we got to talk to the guys. No, I don't want to.
Yeah, right, okay. Through.
You know why he hasn't called in? 3-8. That's why he hasn't called in.
It's one of my favorite callers, too. I love hearing from him.
Oh, good.
Always good for a laugh.
That's good.
Scribble kick.
You're the one.
Scribble. I like, hey, when I'm at home listening to the Cap and Jay Hood morning show, I like hearing from Bob in LaGrange. Mm-hmm. A nice caller there.
I'm just glad that the nurse gave him the phone from the home. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. More of your calls on the Bears. We want to hear your thoughts about Justin Fields. should he play at all for the rest of the season? Shot or no shot, top of the hour on Chicago's Home for Sports.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app. The acclaimed top
top of the chain, so I bet you know the name. Getting all the fans entertained.
You heard that AEW theme, the acclaim? Scissor me, daddy. Time to get yourself a pair of tickets to see AEW Dynamite and Rampage. Caller 5, regular line, 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to Cap and Jay Hood. They're going to be at the Wintrust Arena. All Elite Wrestling, all the stars, two shows, Dynamite and Rampage. Bring your signs and bring your enthusiasm for AEW Rampage and Dynamite for Wednesday at Wintrust. All right, we'll give away another pair of tickets coming up at 8:50 and 9:50 here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Chris, still to come, we'll have Shot or No Shot as well.
Jonathan, where can I find that Good Karma Wrestling? Can I find that on the ESPN Chicago app?
Oh, you certainly can, my friend. That ESPN Chicago app, where it's Brian, Gabe, and yours truly. We're on live on Twitter, by the way, at 6 o'clock every Thursday. And by the way, tomorrow night,
yeah,
after the show that, you know, we're giving away tickets for tomorrow night for Wintrust, we'll actually have a special show on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago on Wednesday. So you can be able to watch our show. It'll be at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock after AEW Dynamite tomorrow. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have that special show because a brother's not working on Thanksgiving.
Well, I love that. That's great. We always watch while we're hosting Blocking Abdallah weeknights. We have it on here in the studio. We're watching. We're supporting. So I just wanted to get that out there. Thank you. Bob and LaGrange called back.
We're not going to
put him back on, but he had some thoughts for you and Shay. I just wanted to pass that along.
Okay.
Just wanted to be the messenger.
Well, if there's any thoughts, I'm sure it's with the heavy medication.
Joey G in Melrose Park, you're on ESPN 1. I love Joey G. What's up, Joey G?
Good morning. What? Good morning,
what's
son.
Up? Dad? How are
son,
you, pal?
You showing up for Thanksgiving?
Of course. Of course I am.
I got to sit next to you. I got to sit next to you to make sure I get mashed potatoes then. All right, listen. Number one, Justin Franchise.
Oh, man.
Shut him down. He's proved enough to me, like he has to you, Hoodie. Number two, what are these people watching on TV? Work on the pass game. How do you work on the pass game when you're running for your life and you got receivers dropping the ball?
That's true.
Well, I mean, come on. Okay, number three, I'm going to give you a cap line.
Oh, no.
We have no talent.
Drink.
We have no talent.
You take a drink every time you say that, you know. They don't have any talent. I'm just telling you.
Thank you. Love
I'm
you.
I'm just telling ya.
You. Have
anyway,
a...
son,
yes,
I'm making
Dad.
Lasagna with crumbled sausage and rapini.
Oh, rapini.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be, I got to bring that to my sister's house. But anyways, I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. That's up to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
But happy Thanksgiving. And, son, make sure I get flowers for you at my wake.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Joey G, don't go.
It's always macabre with him. Always at the
All
end.
Right. Thank you, Joey.
He's always.
I
love you, too. He thinks that he's going to pass away. He's not going to pass.
Well, I like Joey G. Shea said I got the okay to give him the Always Sunny in Philadelphia music that we use on Black and Abdallah for that call. That was fantastic.
Sure. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
What a great caller.
Yes, he calls me son.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so enjoyable.
And I call him Dad.
Dad. Hey, Dad. What was that? Crumbled sausage on the lasagna? Is that what he said?
That's exactly right.
That's beautiful.
That's good eating.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'll just bring it like a nice roast. I think he'll like that. A nice pot roast.
No, do you have your plans set for Thanksgiving?
Almost. Almost. It's going to have actually a little bit of Italian flair.
Are you guys hosting?
No, God. No.
We're hosting for the first time.
Now, we flip it from one to the other. Sometimes it's Thanksgiving, sometimes it's Christmas. It's going to be Christmas this year.
Sure.
So we'll go to the in-laws for Thanksgiving. They'll have it all laid out.
All right. That's the way to do it.
But you and Autumn are hosting? What's that going to be? Well, in a new home. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, it's about that time, right?
Yeah. I just thought you'd
not getting any younger.
Yeah, I just thought you'd give it a year, though.
Well,
that's not your call. I can tell.
We're kind of inviting from both sides of the family.
Yeah.
Because there are parts of the family that have young ones that are going to the other sides of the family. So there's like, we have all the leftover folks are coming to our place.
Okay.
See, so we're mixing.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, start a new tradition.
But I think that you got to move it around the calendar for yourself, Chris. Like sometimes 4th of July and Christmas, you want to do a combo platter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes, because you got to do that, because you just can't keep those people over there all the time.
No.
Just move it around. Like for us, all right, the latest holiday, Christmas, you just got to wait to come over to the house. All right, coming up, we got Shot or No Shot. That's coming up in 2 minutes with Chris Black, Jonathan Hood on Cap and J Hood.